operator.
Yes?
Mayor Wagner is calling you on 9-1.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, Mr. President.
How are you, Bob?
Fine, good. And you? I'll tell you what, hate to bother you, but I know that some people have talked to you about the possibility of getting you up here for the opening of the fair on the 22nd. I know you do to come up here on the 20th for the Associated Press luncheon. But I think all of us up here feel very strongly that it'd be a great thing all around for not only the city, but also for the Democratic Party, that you could be here for the opening of the fair. They're going to, of course, naturally terrific coverage all over the world, and I don't like to say I'll try to hold my own, but we'll have our friend the governor here and the two senators. They'll try to steal the whole show, and I think this has some terrific impact upon not only the country but the world. That would be great if you could see your way clear just to get up here for a short while.
I'm trying to get them to work out that luncheon where I could do them both the same day. It's pretty difficult for me to. I'm tied firm to the AP luncheon, and that's a day or two earlier. And I've told them I couldn't go to both of them, and please either release me and let me go to the fair, or to have the two together.
Yep.
It just looks silly to the country for Johnson to go to New York on Tuesday and then go back again on Thursday and just be running back and forth, you see. I've been to New York 6-8 times since the 3 months I've been in here.
Yep.
Always that commissioner of police of yours gives out an announcement on our route and how many police are using, and I just feel terrible about having 5,000 policemen tied up every time I decide to go to New York. Yep.
Well, nobody worries about that up here. We want to give you the protection.
I know it. And what I just a little reluctant to go to overdo it, I mean.
Yeah, right. But I think that my own feeling is that that fair, you know, is a worldwide proposition, and that it's going to have such terrific coverage, and I think it'd be awful good for you, and of course great for the city, and I just don't want our other friends from Albany to be able to steal the whole thing on us too. You know, they're going to have all these great exhibits from all over the world here, and I think it'd be wonderful if you could, and it's sort of, you know, halfway, you don't have to come into Manhattan with the fair, and I'm sure we'll get you out. We can cut down on the police, too.
Good. I'll get into it and see what they're going to say about this luncheon and do my best to work out something, Bob, and I'll get back to you.
All right, good. Just one other thing, Mr. President. A friend of mine, I know, I see where you've appointed the fellow from Panama, to, and he's a good man from the Peace Corps. Another fellow I think somebody talked to you about, who was a classmate of mine at Yale, and also a good friend of mine, Eddie Miller.
Yeah, oh yes, I've been very.
I just want to put in a good word for him. Some people may not always put in a good word, but I think he's a very able and fine fellow, and if any time you could ever use him, I think he'd be very, very valuable.
We think highly of him, Bob. We think highly of him, and he's. Milton Eisenhower spoken to me about him, and others had thought he was very good. Be very confidential with you.
Yeah.
They did some talking in advance, and that got around and made it kind of impossible to handle this.
Yeah.
He told him he's coming down here to take over this assignment and so forth. And it got around and got into the negotiations, and so we just decided better.
Yeah. Well, I know Tom Mann knows him.
Yeah.
He's
an admirer of his.
Yeah, right. I got a good admirer of yours sitting here with me, Tony Trevier. He's the minority leader, Democratic.
Oh, yeah.
In the assembly.
Give him my regards, Bob.
Well, fine.
I'll try to work it out.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.